This is the Cinematic Sound Radio Spotlight.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. And in the spotlight this week, we're featuring five awesome composers who need to be scoring Hollywood films. My name's Eric Woods. I really hope you're enjoying the program. Up next, we're going to feature English composer Andrew Pierce, who was born in 1975, and he has over 15 years' experience working in film, television, and classical music. Pierce studied music at the University of East Anglia and won the PRS Sir Arthur Bliss Scholarship to study the Masters of Music Composition for Screen at the Royal College of Music, London, graduating with distinction in 1997. To date, Pierce has composed and orchestrated music for over 40 films, including The Hoarder, 30 Miles, Dark Corners, .com, and Fast and the Furious 6, just to name a few. After the Royal College of Music, Pierce was commissioned to compose original logo music for the major French television channel TF1 in 2011. He recorded a new signature theme for Ciné Dimanche, conducting the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. He continues to write music for their TV library. We featured that theme, actually, on the program. I think it was on one of our Christmas programs. I'm sure if you just search for Ciné Dimanche here at cinematicsound.net, you will find that piece. Pierce is also known internationally as a composer-arranger for wind and brass bands. He recently worked with Philip Cobb, the principal trumpet of the London Symphony Orchestra, who invited him to compose a major new work called Maestro, which was featured on an album called Songs from the Heart. We have also featured that piece here at cinematicsound.net. Just search for our Film Composers Writing Concert Music show, or just search for Andrew Pierce and his name, and I'm sure you'll be able to find the program here at cinematicsound.net. The piece that we're going to play for you right now is one of my all-time favorite pieces of music from one of my all-time favorite instrumental albums. It's Pierce's first symphony, called Cinema Symphony. Cinema Symphony began as an idea in 2001 while he was living in Los Angeles. Pierce wasn't really sure what was to become of the idea when he had it and while he was writing it, but his goal was to eventually get it performed by a world-class orchestra. Pierce's introduction to music began at an early age through film music, mostly John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith, which would lead him to discovering the music of the great classical composers like Stravinsky, Shostakovich, Debussy, Mahler, and many others. 3 years later, in 2004, Pierce finally finished the fourth movement and then began orchestrating. The piece would be completed in time for the August 2007 session in Glasgow, Scotland, with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. The piece is basically a love letter to the Hollywood film score. Its huge, expansive themes, intimate and emotional sections, exciting scherzos, and grand symphonic sweep all hark back to Hollywood's golden age and its silver age, and the golden years of Williams, Goldsmith, and Horner. We're going to feature for you two movements from this four-movement symphony. We'll have for you movement one and movement three. The symphony opens with a strong theme that opens ever so gently, but then erupts into a gigantic fanfare displaying the piece's major motif in all its splendor and glory. As the movement moves along, Pierce introduces some lighter fare to add some comic relief to the piece. We skip ahead to the most complex portion of the symphony, featuring a five-note motif that would get introduced in the second movement. This piece, I would say, is an ode to the great Jerry Goldsmith, with frequent tempo changes and odd meters. Sandwiched in between all this complexity is a gorgeous, very Goldsmith-esque lullaby that I'm sure was inspired by Jerry Goldsmith's great Elias theme, from Star Trek, the motion picture. You know, this particular section actually feels like music written for a forgotten Trek film that was never made. It's beautiful, heartwarming, and just as you become comfortable with the tender, almost angelic and quirkiness of the last section of this movement, Pierce lets the orchestra explode for the last 45 seconds, a finale that I'm sure Goldsmith would be proud of, listening from the heavens above. And now, I'm proud to present music from the great Andrew Pierce. This is Cinema Symphony, featuring conductor José Sariberier and the phenomenal Royal Scottish National Orchestra. This album is available right now from Movie Score Media.
Thank you. Thank you.